Funketeers from all over the galaxy are headed to planet Earth for the Funk and Future Festival, a hybrid event celebrating the influence and impact of historic and current funk artists through a technical and cultural lens. Taking place February 26 at the Haytai Cultural Center in Durham, North Carolina. Featuring Zach Robertson and the Nappy Head Funk Army and Tony Cam and the Funk All-Stars in concert and in the metaverse. Tickets available now at Funktology.com. Funketeers from all over the galaxy.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It is Nicole. I'm here. Welcome to the Meta Mindshift Show. My name is Nicole. You can call me Technical. Some of y'all call me Metaverse Goddess. It don't matter what you call me. You are here because you want to have a Meta Mindshift. This show is dedicated to making sure that you understand the power of the coming Metaverse. Meta Mindshift. So that means a whole bunch of different things to different people, depending on who you are and what you're thinking about. Meta. To technologists, meta is the thing that you find on a website. It is a descriptor. It refers to something. So you have metadata. There are meta values, meta attributes, meta descriptors. It is something that we have had for a very long time, and we use it basically. If you're not a technologist, the best way to think about that is tagging. So there are keywords and things like that. Those are all meta descriptors or meta names or meta keywords. Those are all those meta attributes, metadata. But if you are someone who didn't have nothing to do with technology till a couple years ago, then you think of Meta as a company. You think of Facebook as Meta. And so this show is dedicated to making sure that that's not what you walk away with. You walk away with an understanding of the metaverse as a total thing. It is the coming iteration of the internet. It is the future virtualized, taken in a way that you can actually enjoy it instead of you being consumed when you're on it. You will be a owner in the coming metaverse. You will be in a space where you actually are able to do some really cool things virtually. So a lot of people are familiar with virtualness and a virtual way of being. And that has been attributed to the pandemic. So one thing that came out of that is a whole lot more people are more technically savvy than they used to be, because they had to get that way to be able to connect and to be included with other people during the pandemic when so many of us were separated. But you know, the metaverse is coming. And so the metaverse is the next iteration of the internet. It is the future of the internet that you can get up and walk around inside of. And so that is what we get excited about. I am not a fan of the term meta on its own to describe the metaverse, because I'm not a fan of Facebook. And so any of y'all who watch this, this show on a regular, you already know. But Facebook has been given the label of the metaverse. And so what are they doing with it? We find oftentimes that they are in the news for negative headlines and things like that. It's putting a stanky taste in people's mouths when it comes to the metaverse and what it is. And so lots of people are just avoiding tapping in because Meta has something to do with it. But that's not the metaverse. Like, that is their version of the metaverse. We have our version of the metaverse, and our version of the metaverse is actually decentralized. Meta is now talking the talk when it comes to decentralization, but when they first started, they were not doing that. So when we're thinking about the metaverse is decentralized. And that means that our metaverse is coupled with Web3, and it's coupled with decentralization. And that is a disruption of power, of authority, and it's a return to that power and that authority to the individual. To the individual who can make decisions on their own and be put in a position to flourish on their own as individuals. A lot of us are affected by systemic things, and you know, sometimes we can't get around it because it is a hole that, you know, just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And why should any of us be in that position? It is unfortunate, but a reality. You know, I think every one of us at some point has been in a position where we were forced into doing something, or, you know, didn't have choices and options that others did because of either the color of our skin or the part of town that we grew up in. But you know what? That is changing. And so I hold out hope that in the very near future, we will all be on one accord, and we will be able to have pathways that are different from those that came before us. And we're seeing that all the time. And this little artwork behind me is an example of that. So every week for the last couple of weeks, I have been showing y'all my skills, my skills when it comes to my AR generated artwork. A lot of you guys know, but some of y'all don't know, we have an event coming up, and that event is the Funk and Future Festival. I am putting on that event with a whole group of amazing people, some Funketeers here and there, some Metaversers here and there, and some just genuinely cool people who are tapping in to make this an experience that is exciting for people. And yes, it includes the Metaverse. So not only are we going to hear from the Funkin' Future team today, as members of those team, of our team pop in as they're available, we are also going to tap into some funk, and that is going to be some AI generated funk, just like this funk behind me. So I created that picture there with my mind. I like to say that I typed in and told the system, or the computer, or the AI brain what to say, and it showed me what it thought. And I've been creating art in the style of the one and only George Clinton for the last few days, and man, it's a vibe. My whole energy has changed, and it's been really, really good. But today we are extremely excited because we've got some great folks here with us. And so one of them is Zach Robertson. Zach Robertson is one of our performers from the Nappy Head Funk Army and the Funketeers as well. And so we are very excited to have Zach here. Zach's going to come up in a minute. But first, we're going to hear from Mr. Zach before he gets up here. We're going to hear from Mr. Zach right after we hear from Ms. Artsy, because Ms. Artsy is our sponsor, and she actually creates Metaverse worlds. And y'all, guess what? I am delighted to be able to tell you that, first of all, I'm not delighted to say this, but Altspace is shutting down. We've already been down that journey. I'm not going to say it too loud because some folks are going to cry. I'm not going to say that. Altspace is going away. That's a case for decentralization, and we know that. That is exactly the reason why we need to own the things that we have in these virtual spaces, so that even if a platform goes down, all we have to do is shift gears, and it's easy and it's seamless. Artsy, Artsy MVR, one of the world's top 25 women in the metaverse. She is also on the board of directors for the Black Multiverse Enterprises, but she is... She has put her soul into making sure that her patrons in Altspace have their spaces available going forward. So if you are looking for a home and you don't know where your new home is going to be because Altspace was your home and you're sad about that, do not delay, because your space is going to be eradicated because it's on Microsoft. So do yourself a favor and find the new metaverse world that resonates with you. Artsy has made her templates available on Spatial, and I believe in VR Chat as well. So whichever one of those spaces feels like home to you, get with her so that you can get your templates transferred over and you know, make sure that you're tapping into her in the way that you would somebody that you adore, cherish, and appreciate. Because that's the one thing that we can always do is pass it on and make sure that you're telling other people how amazing she is. If she has designed a world for you, as she has designed many, many worlds that I enjoy, please go ahead and share her name with somebody, because that doesn't cost you a thing. Share her services. Make sure that you're telling her, or telling them, that she is the world's best luxury world creator. And we all know she's fire. We all know it. So we're going to hear from Artsy, and then we are going to head on over into the funk lane with Mr. Zach Robertson.
from adulthood to the nursery. Funkin' Future Festival is gonna heat it up like mercury. We're gonna slay all the universal sap like Hercules. You're gonna catch our burns like a third degree. If you ain't talking funk and future festival, chill. Don't say a word to me. Verbally, I extend my thoughts to all out of level to reach all hip-hop rebels. Word to Bam Bam, word to Pebbles. Because the excitable, lyrical content keep you happy. Word to Pappy. You know about funk and future festival. The heads that keep it nappy. You're gonna turn the mic up in your Mackie. Let me verbalize my vision that all of us in the universe, ha, we in the same position. To unify, our mic cords are bound together. Psychologically, it's the only way we're gonna reach our treasures. I learned from my errors. Funk and Future Festival, we're gonna take this thing up to the next level. Ah, we got longevity. 23rd, 24th, 25th century, whatever. We're gonna stay clever, so keep it right and keep it equal. Because this one goes out to all my Funk and Future Festival people.
Cause the funk don't hurt nobody. Y'all heard it right here. Nicole popped one out for everybody to hear. That is my favorite line. I'm not gonna lie. But let's let the man who put it together go ahead on and come up here. Y'all, we have the one and the only Zach Robertson in the house here on the Meta Mindshift Show. I'm really, really excited to hear from him today as we get his thoughts on the metaverse and the future of AI and technology and music and all of that. So please join me in welcoming Zach up to our space. Zach. Well,
Meta Mindshift Show. The phone won't hurt nobody. I love it that you pick that line out of all the stuff you had to choose from. I am so honored. Thank you for having me on the show today. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. You know, I followed you and watch what you do, and I'm just grateful to be a part of what's going on. And you know, I'm happy to learn and be part of this new shift in the music field. You know, you're a major player in this thing, and I'm just grateful that, you know, our timing was right to meet each other at the right time. So it's cool.
Yeah. Oh man! Wow, I wasn't expecting all that. Thank you, Zach.
Hey, it's cool. Like I see it.
we're having a good time, and so that's really what it's about. Is I realized that the other day that this means that's part of what this means to me is the fact that, you know, people can come here and have a good time. And so people don't have good times no more. Like, everybody's all serious. There's politics, like, all over the place. And, you know, mm-hmm. just want to, like, let's funk it up. let's do the thing. Number nine. How did you become number nine? What is your journey? Like, how did you become Zach Robertson? How'd you get into funk music?
Everybody loves that story. And I'll tell you really quick, right? Okay, so the music thing was probably always going to be something I was destined to do from the time, you know, my dad was a Baptist minister, my mother was an Eastern Star, my dad was a Mason. So there was always this element of the unknown when it came to those particular organizations and groups because they were so secretive. So I always had a curiosity about what's behind the door, you know, what's behind this curtain. And since I was a preacher's kid, a PK, I actually had a lot of backstage access to a lot of the great gospel artists that came through in the 60s and 70s. And my favorite, of course, who taught me, Howard Beeman, one of the greatest, the Beeman Singers. You know, I came up under his tutelage along with his father, his sisters. And the music thing, because my mother, you know, I was adopted. My mother who adopted me died when I was 7. So she always used to take me from New York City. She used to take me to the Apollo. And I saw like little Stevie Wonder. I saw the original Motown Review when I was a little kid. They used to let the kids go down front to the Apollo stage. I saw Marvin Gaye when he was playing drums. So I knew then that that's something that I was going to gravitate to no matter what else was happening in my life. And I think, you know, the loss of my mother was profound. It was tragic. And at 7 years old, you can't really wrap your head around it. But the one thing I was always able to connect through her and be with her was the music. Mm-hmm. And I would play gospel records all night long and, you know, pretend to be Elvis Presley and had a mop Rod, this is how crazy I was. I took a mop, old-fashioned mop, and I spray painted it black just so I could make it into my own Beetle wig. You know what I'm saying? I'm running around now. She loves you. Yeah, yeah. I just knew. Right? It's so right. That's dope, right? It's just something in the person when they know something so early on. And of course, I've done other jobs, but I was gravitated towards that. And then I started really understanding my place in the universe and that it was much, much bigger than me, this music thing. I was connected to something. Other people were doing it. My idols, my heroes was my father, but he sang in church. After church, there would always be all these instruments downstairs and I would just go sit on the drums. Couldn't play keyboards, really. I tried, play the bass guitar, pick it up, play drums, this and that. And it was just part of my culture. Black people back then, that was our culture, church. You learned everything coming out of church. So gradually going into elementary school and junior high school and high school, I kind of chose okay, drums, bass, I'm gonna do those two things. Cause it's funny because they wanted me to be a sax player, but I tried it, right? And the sax, I was like, ain't getting no girls with the sax.
Not that,
cold training this and that. I got the music for the girls. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I was a kid and they said the drum room is open, they need a drummer. And I thought about Buddy Miles and all those great drummers. I was like, you know what? They get girls. I'm going to drums. I'm gonna do that. Good play. Play a lick. But I could fake it. Like I had all time. I could fake it, right? So when I got serious about it, is when they started clowning me, like, oh, you got no foot, you got no this, you got no that. So I was like, okay, I was playing football. And I loved football, favorite sport, played in high school. So I was like, you know what? These guys are getting bigger, harder. They hit me too hard. I'm never going to do that. I need to focus on music. And I just kind of fell into it. And then, you know, I went out when I was 17 years old, first professional. It was a band called Gary and the U.S. Bonds and another band, NYC Review. And they used to open up for the Tramps, Disco Inferno and all that. So I was a little kid. They were sneaking me in. I used to sneak in the strip clubs and they'd say, stay away from the bar, hide in the back. And I used to play drums. And then I said, you know, this is, I can make a career out of this. So I started and I have never looked back since. And I've been blessed. The funk hit me when I heard a song called I Just Want to Testify by Parliament. And I said to my father, I was like, that sounds like the Temptations, but they're drunk. And and at the time, my sister used to take care of me a lot. And my nieces and nephews were older and they had every Motown, every record, whatever. And I used to go there on the weekends and I would just play records, sit in front of a record, playing records. They say DJ. And I play records while they dancing and stuff. And I heard this song called I Just Want to Testify by Parliament. And I suggest everybody go back and look that up because George Clinton had did that with Barry Gordy's wife's label. It wasn't on Motown, it was on another label. And the lyrics were so like, ooh, luscious. And it was like groovy, but it was sensual, but it was nasty, but they was playing it. And I was like, you know what? I gotta find out who that is. And of course, there was no literature, there was no nothing back then. So you had to really find out. And I remember going to the barbershop, and I saw Parliament on the Jet magazine. There's a little magazine that used to come out called Jet, and that's where all our stuff was back then. And I opened it up, and it was a picture of George Clinton dressed in like a vampire cape with a Halloween mask on. And it's like, yeah, Parliament, you know, I just want to testify and all this other stuff. And I was like, wow, I like that. So I just dug into it, and then I started going to my friends' houses. If they had a P-Funk record, I was stealing. They knew that. We would trade off albums. I'd be like, listen, I'm going to give you Diana Ross. You give me that Funkadelic album. I'm going to give you, you know, Barry White. You give me that P-Funk album. And through the years, I had their poster on my wall. And I said, one day, I'm going to be with them and do stuff with them. Ooh. And, you know, I ended up working with the Brides, Sheila Horn and stuff, and did that. And, you know, Mike Hampton, and, you know, just played with Mike Hampton this past summer up in you know, Bmore. So it came to manifest itself. And I realized, okay, I must be chosen to pass this torch and carry it for so long. And that brings us to the present, because now I'm the elder. I stand on their shoulders. And now I got P people that's going to stand on my shoulders. And the way we're going to connect that is through yourself and the meta, and how it became such a overnight thing. Even though Prince started this, if people remember, like 20, 30 years ago, he was the first one to do virtual reality tour of his home, his studio. When he first built Paisley Park, he had a link and nobody was paying attention to it. And he said, listen, this is the future. And the man, rest his soul, one of my favorite artists, was right. Yeah. Matter of fact, we opened it up with two Prince songs as a tribute to him being the meta. And I'm going to tell you, one is 17, and then we coming on with Days of Wild. And let me tell you something, we blast those up. So y'all going to come to this show or see it live, we're going to give you something special. You've never seen it before. I put together a special set, and with all of the other integral parts that's going to take place, it's going to be a real smoking event, and I'm honored to be part of it. And believe me, the funk thing in me is there. I eat, sleep, think, talk, walk the funk. Don't tell me what came first. Just go rewind the last verse. You know, funk them if they can't take a joke. I can sit here and spit it out all day long.
Do it. The people want to
and tumble salt on the funk track. Back in the game is the Nappy Funk 9 attack. We got funk for days and the Metamind Shift show. Nicole got it like that. Been there, done that, because Nicole used to wear the funk hat. More hotter than ice rings. More hotter than stolen gas. More hotter than spicy things or any funk that they're going to bring. You try to be the teacher, but yo, I am invincible. You be the student, because sucker, I'm the principal. So Nicole, dim the lights, open the curtains. We're going to put foot in that. You know what? When I see you lurking. Orders from the mothership. It's time to fly, because you a true funk soldier and the meta is going to fly.
Yay! What's the Cash App, Zach? Tell the people what your Cash App is.
Well, I got PayPal. You know what I'm saying?
Right there, Funk and Future Festival. FunkColony.com.
That's right. And see, the thing is, this is just the beginning. There's always a first. Edison was 99 light bulbs, so that one worked. This is the first of many events. So historically, Black History Month, what you're doing, this is the first. We're going to blast this around the United States. And let me tell you something. We're going to be the first, and I'm going to put it out here live right now, to bring the meta funk to the Super Bowl. Believe it. Put it out there now. We bring it. So,
you know, the funk in the Super Bowl.
No pressure.
That would be amazing.
Meta funk.
Metafunk in the Super Bowl. We've got Metaverse Funk rolling through for sure. You know, Zach, there's a whole generation out here. People, like, they know music. They know hip hop. They know R&B, because those are the labels we throw on everything. They know neo soul. They know this. They know that. They don't know funk. How do you describe the funk? What is funk?
Oh, I'm gonna love this. Okay, so here's how this went down, and y'all listen very carefully. R&B, blues, and soul had an affair. They had a menage a trois, let's just say. R&B, blues, and soul. And they had a baby, illegitimate baby called Funk. But because Funk was illegitimate, she couldn't come out during the day. She wasn't allowed to play with the other music like jazz and soul and rock. She couldn't come out and play because she was illegitimate. They wanted to keep her a secret. So what they did with her, they said, nah, you could only come out at night. You got to play in the underground. You got to play in the alley. You got to play in the street. You got to play in the dirt, the muck, and mire. Funk. So Funk used to sit there and eat greasy chicken bones and ribs, biscuits, gravy. And funk developed its own attitude. And pretty soon, people was like, you know what? What's that smell? What's that smell? Let me go down here. And it's funk. And when they got in that alley with funk, funk was like, yo, this is what we do over here. And it was, they realized it was a whole tribe just like them. And when funk finally said, you know what? We got enough of us now, and we could come out during the day, we bum rushed it. So in 75 and 80, when George landed the mothership, that was the coming out party. George Clinton, born in Kannapolis, North Carolina. So for everybody watching down here, y'all need to come to his event, because we're going to honor that man. So when he landed the mothership, he was basically saying the clones of Dr. Funkenstein. Funk Upon a Time in the days of the Funkopus, the concept of specially redesigned Afronauts capable of funkatizing galaxies was first laid on Man-Child. Though these terrestrial projects, they would wait along with kings and pharaohs like sleeping beauties for the kiss to release them to multiply in the image of the chosen one, Dr. Funkenstein. We are the clones of Dr. Funkenstein. When he put that out there for us and said, listen, everybody get some. That's when the 70s and 80s and 90s lit it up. We all came out of the closet being like, oh, we're here. We're big, we're bad, we're brash. We're all going to play our style of funk and we're just going to hit y'all in the face with it because you've been dissing us for so long. That's why funk musicians play songs that are like 10, 12, 15 minutes long. Because we're like, yo, you dissed us for so many years. You don't put us on the radio. You don't do nothing. So you know what? When you see us live, we are going to crush you. This is the attitude we have. Everything gets crushed. Everything. When you leave my concert, you need to call an ambulance because you're going to be on a stretcher. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put you out.
Listen, I know when we started this thing, we said we were going to make North Carolina, Durham specifically say the name of funk and remember it and say it loud. So, you know, that's kind of like what got everything rolling, right? But I heard you say that George Clinton was born in North Carolina. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was in Kannapolis.
So you mean to tell me that the state that George Clinton, that birthed George Clinton, is having a funk and future festival? Man, everybody in Durham should be there. Everybody. That's just paying homage, you know, to what is and to what the legacy is of George Clinton, man. I've had such a blast these last couple of days, couple months really. But like the last couple of days, you know, just to kind of pull this back for my audience who's watching and thinking about the metaverse, this event is inclusive of the metaverse. So it is live in Durham, North Carolina, for sure. So y'all that are there, you're going to be able to tap into a live performance and see Zach get down and get funky in real time with Tony Cam, who hopefully will come on backstage with us. We want to see Tony come through. But also, you know, if you're not able, so let's say that you are a funketeer and you are not able to be in Durham. You are out in Dubai. You're over in Paris. You're out in Switzerland or somewhere like that. Your travels have taken you across the world and you are missing the funk. Guess what? You can tap in to this event too, because it is worldwide. We are streaming the funk directly to you, no matter where you are. And to all my Web3 family, to all of my Web3 family, that includes you too. So if y'all are ready and you want to dip your toes into the metaverse and you want to see what it's all about for the first time ever, you are able to join us in the metaverse and get your feet wet. Like, see what it's all about. See what it's like to get down and funky in an avatar and to see a virtually streamed concert in the metaverse. So we've seen this, right? So we've seen Travis Scott do it. We saw, I want to say Ariana Grande did it. You're seeing these artists, these hip hop artists do that. But this is a funk concert, y'all. This is a whole different vibe. So we talk about the mothership. The mothership's going to meet the metaverse. And so that is what we are doing. That is the Funk and Future Festival. And the reason we're doing it is to, one, preserve the legacy, but two, to pass it on. That's the power of the funk, passing that on to the kids is what we're doing. We've got a whole STEAM team, the Asymmetry STEAM team. That's science, technology, engineering, entrepreneurship, and math. These kids are going to be out here at 3 o'clock in Durham, and they're going to be 3 o'clock. Don't be late. Not CP time. 3 o'clock.
Real time. 3 o'clock.
They're going to be showcasing their skills with drones. They're going to be doing flyovers with drones. Now, listen up, all y'all, because y'all know UFOs have been in the news here lately. We've been seeing drones that are shooting UFOs out the sky. So whatever those UFOs are, we've seen the drones handle them appropriately. And these kids know how to fly them drones. So I don't know how to fly a drone, but these kids do. And they also know how to create cyber robots. So these are a group of fourth to eighth graders who know how to program and code cyber robots. That's hardware, that's technology, that's, you know, all of that put together. And they're gonna program it with the funk of this gentleman and this other guy we got down here. We got Tony Cam in the house, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
So before we bring Tony up, we got to introduce him in all of that glory. And so we're going to hear a word from Tony Cam and the new funk all-stars. And we'll be right back after this.
We taking funk to another place. After George brought it from outer space and put this music in our face, we funking for a new era, getting all in your underwear and ruining your mascara. We going deep, deeper than the motors in your booty. Getting up in that ass, that's our duty. Coming hot and steamy like jacuzzi. You don't want to do me, then sue me. Coming at you with a new funk army like it's Creedence. That new groove allegiance. This is that new funk, that now funk, that next funk. You can't phone it in and you can't text the funk. Funking is a lifestyle. And like we told you once before, if you got funk, you got style. So come on in and have some funk and a smile. You better settle in. We're going to be here for a while.
My bro.
Then that part. Y'all, he said motors in your booty. That's what he said. We said it right here on the Meta Mind Shift show. So if you ever needed your mind shifted, you got it now. ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Tony Cam. Tony Cam.
The Camster.
Oh, what's Gory B? The new folk all-stars. Oh, is this Tony Cam coming?
Gotta get the new comic book. Get ready to put Zach up in there. Kurt is working on it right now.
As always, love you, brother. Good to see you.
I'll tell you what, man. Between Nicole, Zach, Curtis, a few other people, y'all keeping me busy this week, man. It's like my 15th show today.
Hey.
There's some jumping jacks for a get on and all that stuff. Now, what's up? How y'all doing?
Man, I'm grateful for you being here. Thank you for coming through. Y'all, this is Tony Cam. Tony Cam is also Mr. Funk, Mr. Zombie Funk. You got the Funk Zombie. Tell us about your Funk Zombie.
Ooh, the Funk Zombie. Wait a minute. Zombie. Hold on. So y'all don't know. So I got a little animation company. So we got a little zombie film we're working on. But now, Nicole getting me to take that to another level.
Funk zombie.
Ooh, okay, stay tuned for that one. And Nicole, only 10%, Nicole, only 10%.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I did. The funk zombie, we'll I love it. I love it. Have your people call my people,
Tony.
We got him. I think we got the same people.
Hey, we do. sorry. They still need to call each other.
The same people, man. You got to get you some Tony wear, too, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I want some Tony gear. So, listen, y'all, Funk Varsity. So that's another one. You heard that? That was an idea. I just gave
funk
it to
varsity,
you.
Funk Varsity, baby. Funk Varsity.
You got Funk Varsity, but I said Funk Varsity.
Oh, hey, I like that. You know, you just drop lines. Every time we have a conversation, you drop a nugget. You know, it's the Nicole Nuggets.
I can tell you a secret about Nicole that nobody knows.
Oh, what is
it?
Nicole,
we're going to go to commercial. No.
Nicole is IR. She's an Android. See, I picked it up. I can see through. Earthlings, y'all can't see this, but I could see her real thing. She's as beautiful as she is, but inside, she's a like, what is that? AI. That's what it is. That's what it is. The real Nicole right now is sitting home stacking cash.
You know,
the real one's probably tied up somewhere in the closet. She took the form or something.
You know, that's one thing I'm looking forward to. I ain't gonna lie. Is I have been on my show plenty of times as my avatar. So if you're looking in the lower left hand corner over there, you're looking in the lower left hand corner. That's my avatar. Right hand corner. That's my avatar too. I have been on the show as my avatar plenty of times. And so I'm looking forward to just that. Like, I ain't got to put on no makeup. I ain't got to, like, get dressed if I don't want to. We're already there. But I can just bring my avatar. She'll show up. And now with, like, advances in AI, we're seeing that AI is understanding us on new levels. Like, it's kind of, just to put this plainly, it's absorbed the internet. And so now it can kind of talk back to you. And so think about a virtual assistant, but AI. And so I wanna hang out with y'all.
Hey, that's how Terminator started.
Look, it is. We're gonna hang out for a minute, and we are going to play with some AI here. And I want to see what y'all think about this. So I am going to ask you to provide me with some funk, and we're gonna ask the AI what it thinks about the funk. So I'm going to ask AI what the mothership is, and then we'll see what it says.
Oh, so you asked the AI
what
the
mothership is? Ask AI what, this is new technology, newer technology called ChatGPT, and it is AI. So it's literally absorbed the internet, and it produces things for you. And so some of that is, it's really just whatever you want it to do at this point in time. But we're going to ask it simple things. This is ChatGPT. So over here, we're going to say, you know, hey, and I'm not using the pro version. I'm just using the regular version right now. So we're going to say, what is the mothership? Let's see what it says. All right, so hurry up. Music. In the context of music, the mothership is often associated with the iconic funk musician George Clinton and his band Parliament Funkadelic. The mothership is a giant spaceship prop that Clinton and his band would use during their live shows, which would land on stage and serve as the backdrop for their performances. It became a symbol of the band's psychedelic Afrofuturistic aesthetic. So I'm going to stop it there. So that is an example of what ChatGPT can do in terms of kind of dialogue and conversation. So what would y'all have it do? What can you think of to do with that? The other thing I want to do, I want to see if it can create me a funk song, some lyrics. Interesting. So let's try that one. Do we have a specific topic? Do y'all want to
do? Dog. You type in dog.
Old McZack had a farm. AI.
AI. And with that farm, he bought some arms. CIAIO. Bang here, snort here. Here, bang there, snort. Bang and snort everywhere. Old Mac Uncle starts a war. CIAIO.
Custom dope dogs. That's some
U.S. custom Coast Guard dope dog. Trained to have to have it. Trained to track and trap it like a rabbit. Doesn't be tracking. Canine owner of the Big Bang. Never a Graham OZ. Too low key. Listen, nah, I won't go there. See, we talking. We talking language, man. We talking.
So who's style should I put it in? So I have the ability to put it in the style of somebody. So if y'all want it in a style of somebody specific, tell me. Otherwise, I'm going to just let it go.
Bootsy.
Okay.
Bootsy Collins.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. So let's put it back up.
Yeah, barber.
All right. So write a custom funk song referring to dog in the style of Bootsy Collins.
Oh, this is going to be great.
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
All right, here we go.
This is dope.
So not only does this happen, it happens fast. So you see how fast that is happening. Bark, bark, it's time to get funky. I got my dog by my side, ain't he funky? Wagging his tail and his wet nose. He's my four-legged partner in the Funkadelic shows.
Whoa!
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
We're using that.
Wait one second.
Wait a minute.
You telling me that quickly you just put in what you put in and it wrote a song?
A whole song with the chorus and everything outlined. It's still writing.
Dude, totally recorded. I got it. We totally on it.
Y'all gotta record this.
What is that question to do?
Dude, I got it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Who gets the songwriting credit on this?
I do. Royalties.
Like AI, though. No. AI.
Didn't I tell you she was stacking cash? See?
I still don't think that we understand what we just saw.
We ain't tapped into it yet, but this is happening. This is what's happening right now all around us. This is a meta mind shift, by the way. This is what's happening all around us all the time. People don't know that technology like this, like the metaverse and things like that exist. And so, you know, we're able to use these things to better communicate, to fill in the blanks when it comes to things like disabilities or differabilities. We're able to use it to improve on the things and make things resonate with folks a little bit more. But this is the kind of stuff, like I'm saying, y'all, you're right. We have not tapped in, and our communities don't tap in enough. And so we can't say Black folks ain't touching technology. We are. We just get behind the times because we got so much else piled up on our shoulders. Yeah. That we don't have time to tap in. If we take the time to tap in and we can start using stuff like this, not only will your day be a lot more effective, you'll be able to do cool shit like this and put it out and then incorporate that into what you are doing for
sure. I'm looking at this hit record right here, Zach.
Look,
I'm going to say it right now. I'm saying this live, so this is going to be all three of us. We're going to put this down. Mark Lee just came in, but he was a little late to that party.
He don't get no writing credit. I want to ask Captain BMI right now, sign it up.
But we are also streaming this live, so just so everybody knows, this is a Nicole Maxwell and ChatGPT in conjunction with Zach Robertson and Tody Camp. Don't touch it, because you know we got the video to prove we did this first.
I have the music tomorrow. Tony, I tell you, I come home tonight, work on the music. I have the music for you tomorrow, chorus and everything. Dude, with the Bootsy right boys.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my dogs. Funkin'
literally, dog, in under like a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. If I don't like this one, all I got to do is regenerate it and another one pops out. I'm not going to do it.
Exactly. AI is going to put songwriters on this.
Yo, totally did already.
Nah, man. Never.
But see, here's how we're going to flip it, though. We're going to flip it because AI is going to work in conjunction with the F-U-N-K-Y.
Yeah.
So we go flip it like that.
Listen, AI has been working with the funk. Listen, because we've got the funk. We've been bringing the funk. We've got some great funk that has been coming through. On all the things that we've been doing. So, you know, the Funkin' Future Festival is coming. We have been using AI this whole time. I don't know if y'all knew that, but I knew it. this beautiful piece of artwork behind me.
That would look great on a jacket.
Hold up. Let me get the full screen real quick. Hold up. Let me put my little me there for just a second. You see that, y'all?
That is dope.
That would look great on a jacket, by the way.
You and them jackets.
I think I seen a little prototype. I ain't gonna tip it.
I get
the prototype info. So yeah, you in the club. You in the circle.
Mark, you coming up here?
It has not passed through the approval process yet, Zach.
No, not at all. It's pending right now.
You know, but when we're thinking about stuff like our artwork for the Funkin' Future Festival has definitely been AI infused. you know, just putting out terms like that. But what I've been doing, and this is something I want to get out there. If you are an artist or you're an AI art generator, and you are using prompts to create certain things, what I want you to do is take a couple days, take a week. And I started doing this a couple days ago, but I'm creating my images and my imagery in the style of George Clinton. And so that's how that got made into fruition. And it's like, yo, we're always doing like Van Gogh and Picasso. Like, let's put some real folks on there. People who we know got funk and style. You got funk, you got style. Like, that's what I was trying to do. So like, it brings up some amazing imagery. And I've been kind of tapping into other people who were doing stuff, similar colors and things like that. And they have to do so much to get that image to show up in the style of George Clinton. That's all you got to say. And it creates amazing, amazing artwork. So yeah, man, I'm excited. This Funkin' Future Festival, it's taken some things to a whole nother level. We're being very futuristic. All of our NFTs, or most of our NFTs, so some of our NFTs are going to be AI generated artwork. The other portion of that are going to be videos. So some of those videos will be things that you'll see from like behind the scenes, our meetings. Some of those are going to be scenes from the actual concert themselves. And so, you know, you'll be able to buy those both before and after. So we want you to tap in. This is the beginning. And so, you know, somebody said that earlier, this is the beginning of something, and we're trying to make this a thing. So wherever you are, if you're in Podunk, Washington, we want you to put on a funk concert, keep it alive and keep it going. And that's what this is all about, is making sure that we can do that. So before I keep rambling on, we're going to say hello to the one and only Mark Lee, who is also our producer, who is also my partner in crime for Max Distro Worldwide, who is distributing the Funkin' Future Festival. And so, hey, Mark, welcome to the show. You're always here, but you're never up here. So, hey, how's it going? Oh, we can't hear you, Mark Lee. But you know what? Y'all know something really cool about Mark and where he is right now. He is on site. I bet y'all didn't know that. He is on site at the Haytie. So at the Haytie is where we are going to be having this adventure in funk and funk music and legacy and passing it on. So if you've never seen a cyber robot program of funk music, if you've never experienced a drone up close and personal, if you have never experienced the flavor of the funk, you want to tap in, and you can go to Funktology.com. Let me tell you about Funktology. So Funktology is the combination of funk and technology. I hope you didn't miss that. Funk and technology, where the metaverse, or the mothership meets the metaverse. That's what we're doing. Funk and technology, Funktology.com. That's going to be a whole thing. Right now, the site is kind of bare bones, but if you want to find out more details about the event, go to funktology.com/tickets. You can buy your tickets there, and it's got every single question you could ever think of to ask. Most of them have been answered there. So, you know, we want people to be informed. We want this community to definitely tap in. My Web3 family, we need you to show up and support this event, learn something new, hang out with the funk, get some funk in your trunk. And then we also want people to be introduced to the metaverse. So the Funketeers, this is your opportunity to actually be on that mothership. So we got it. We're bringing it to you. The mothership meets the metaverse. Mark, what you got to say about that? Nothing, because you on mute.
But he don't have his white glasses on. That's why. That's
he didn't
and things of that him. Nature.
He put on the right outfit. He's not dressed for this affair. Oh, Mark,
whoa, zing.
You gotta put the glasses on so you can look cool.
We can't hear you though.
All right, I know y'all can hear me.
There
now
we go. There we go.
See how the mics were going, but yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be spectacular. Folks are trying to get pumped up, trying to get ready, and it's just going to be truly amazing when it takes place and all of that. So a week from Sunday is going to be some truly amazing activities going on. I heard y'all talking about it. I know that folks are getting excited. The kids are getting excited. Everybody else is getting excited. So we need you to come by there, check out Funkology.com and get those tickets. So we need that to happen for sure. I know I've been hitting the streets. Zach's been hitting the streets. Everybody else has been hitting the streets. And so we need y'all to keep on going and to be here for this amazing event in a week from Sunday. And it's going to be truly amazing with everything from technology to music to a number of other aspects. And like I said, hey, Zach, you don't know this, but earlier today on the online dinner party, we were talking to somebody from Missouri, and even he said he might try to tap in. He said he knew about the funk, even though he was definitely not a traditional funkster in the way that we think of funk folks and all that, because he was a Christian cancer survivor out of Missouri. But he was like, I remember wearing those outfits and all in that kind of lane. And Nicole was there. She was shaking her head going like, man, this is not your stereotypical image of what a funkster is. But he was definitely saying he could relate and that he was looking forward to it. And we told him, hey, just because you're in Missouri doesn't mean you can't show up. There's a metaverse. Right. So go ahead and buy your tickets. So we don't go ahead and get those tickets and all funk in it that way.
It's spiritual, because if you listen to Swing Down, Sweet Chariot, Stop and Let Me Ride, they're singing about God. The power of the one, Boosie and George say, is one. Bernie Worrell, that's God. We have always been biblical with the funk. So people just got to listen to what they're saying, you know. So that I'm glad. That's dope, Missouri. Thank you. That's dope.
Get into the funk. Hey, so what did I say earlier? Paris, Dubai, Switzerland, oh my. All y'all got the opportunity to tap into the metaverse and get into this event. The mothership meets the metaverse. I lost it. Metaverse meets the mothership. Mothership meets the metaverse. Funktology.com. It is time, y'all, to figure out what this is and to learn to tap in. Get in where you fit in. Because it's really important, one, to support the kids, but two, to support the legacy and make sure that it is passed on to the next generation. And have fun. Like, that's what we started with. Have fun.
And check out the new funk that we're doing with Tony Cam, Funk All-Stars, Nappier, Funk Army. We got so much music out. You know, we're pumping it, New Funk Radio Tour. We got music out.
Zach, we're scrapping everything now. We're going with the AI album. We're gonna write it in. A whole album.
Look, that's history. Don't keep me out of that one.
A whole album in under 15 minutes.
Wait, just stay on after the show. We'll get it done.
Literally. Album, I'm just telling you right now.
Hey, I'm with that. Just don't leave me out. You know, I got to run, y'all, because I got to go meet Vibe tonight.
Right on.
It's like the Black Eyed Peas. We're good. Here we go.
I ain't mad at it. Are we on again tomorrow? I'll be here.
No, we're going to do the album tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Right. Nicole, did you run that idea by him and everything?
Which one?
The idea of Tony and Zach doing a performance at the spoken word event this Saturday here at the center.
I did not.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Talking. Go ahead. Zach's got to go, though. So, Zach, just listen to
him. He ain't got to go. He ain't got to go. Fable can wait. Oh, what'd you say?
I'm going to tell her you said that.
She was here earlier.
Hey, he drives Uber. He ain't never on time. What?
Yo, I'm one of the best down here, bro. 5 stars.
Y'all didn't know you can get a whole Funketeer in your Uber driving experience. How surprised are people? Like, oh my God, it's Zach Robertson. Like, what is that?
Do you ever play your music in there all the time?
Well, I'm constantly pumping the funk in my car. When they get in, they know it's bumping. They be like, oh, we got something different here. I let them know because, you know,
that's what we do. Nobody.
Yo, Nicole dubbed, she gave me the proudest thing I have ever received. I've never received any awards, any accolades, any honor. She says the best line she heard. I was like, I'm good.
No, they're not. It sticks with you. It stays with you, that line. The whole song stays with you.
And we're going to be playing it live. Come on now. Come down. Damn. No tracks. Live.
Where did Mark go? He left? He bounced?
We beamed him out. We banished him.
Look, come down, man.
Oh, he down. scanning the little green stuff at the bottom of the screen.
We beaten them out.
Hey, Nicole, you gotta start making some them NFTs in the image of Zach Robinson and Tony Cam. That's what you need to start doing.
You know, we're gonna talk
about that.
We're gonna talk about that. I'm available for commission.
The beautiful thing is the future is unlimited and very, very bright.
As we just saw, you know, I want to thank you because Nicole, I do have to run. Tony, Mark, right, I got to do me.
You got to wrap it up anyway.
Listen, you guys are amazing. I'm so blessed to have you in my life. This is a family. For those of you out there watching, this is our funk family and our family for future of funk. Y'all need to check this out. This is it, man. This is it. Get in, right. get in now. Because I'm telling you, ain't gonna be in a room soon.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate both of y'all for bringing your convenience to the Meta Mind Shift show. This is Nicole, and my voice is resting. We heading out with a commercial because that's what I want to play. And don't forget, Black Women of Metaverse is coming to you March 26th. I will be announcing the list of nominees here shortly. So we're going to roll through that, and then we're going to roll through the Funk and Future Festival commercial. But again, thank you for watching, no matter where you are. Please like and subscribe, and then go buy your tickets, funktology.com/tickets. Bye, y'all.
Peace.
Funketeers from all over the galaxy are headed to planet Earth for the Funk and Future Festival, a hybrid event celebrating the influence and impact of historic and current funk artists through a technical and cultural lens. Taking place February 26 at the Haytai Cultural Center in Durham, North Carolina. Featuring Zach Robertson and the Nappy Head Funk Army and Tony Cam and the Funk All-Stars in concert and in the metaverse. Tickets available now at funktology.com. Funketeers from all over the galaxy.